There's another side to good health, and that's good mental health.
Bom dia, familia. Yo te amo.
Wow, yeah, you speak Portuguese now.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Hola.
How was the tin fish? How was the squid? How was the...
Beautiful. Hot. Good food. Good golf. Vibes.
Oh, stop talking about me.
Obrigado.
It's a pretty sick language. It sounds like French and Spanish and Italian got like mishmashed all together.
That's why I like it.
But there is some Russian to me. It does actually sound Russian.
I want to know when the next time is that the four of us are going to be together and play together.
I'm down.
It's London, babes.
We don't have any fans.
It's beans on toast, babes. It's got to be.
I was saying I might come out to New York next month for my birthday.
Oh my God.
And then early November.
That would be really cute. And honestly, fall golf in New York, you cannot beat it.
It fucks.
And knowing that Jack Norman just had a baby, he won't be at Bethpage Black taking that tee time, so we got that.
That's right. Good point. Good point.
That man eats up 18% of Bethpage Black's
tee times. It is crazy. He's going to get blacklisted. He's flagged.
He's blacklisted. Bethpage Black should have a blacklist, which is like the black card, Black card. That would actually be dope. You just roll up and you get right on the box. Bethpage blacklist.
Connor, it sounds like you're doing free work for Bethpage. Yeah. Okay.
They're a mini course. They'll never hear this.
Yeah, put that behind the
They don't have the infrastructure.
Good point.
Honestly, despite hosting Ryder Cups, they don't have the infrastructure.
They don't have the back speed.
Right.
They don't have the network.
That would be sick though. Bethpage Black birthday. Rebecca Black on a Friday.
we'll have to keep
in
mind.
How many black things can we get together?
At least one.
Wait, pause.
Well, we got one.
At least one.
Connor, have you ever tried to book a tea time at Bethpage? Because I'll tell you what.
I don't even try it. One of the philosophical problems that gives me the most frustration, but the one that I also like probably contribute to the most is free rider theory. Like I won't. Like if there's something that like everyone else is doing, but I don't have to, and I can benefit off of other people's work, like I'll do it. And
oh my God.
I feel like Bethpage Black is that for me in golf.
Yeah.
I will never book a tee time because I'm not technically a New York resident. I don't have an ID. I don't have a driver's license yet. So the privileges for having a New York ID at Bethpage are like, you know, only New York residents get tee times at Bethpage. Really?
Right.
Realistically.
Right.
So I'm just like, somebody else do it and I'll pay.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, but that means I have to do it.
That's what I'm hoping for.
And I can't, like, honestly, Bluetooth challenges. If I have to connect to a new device via Bluetooth, that challenges my like intellect. So if I need to book a tee time on the Bethpage website, that's just that's beyond me. I'm going to do it the old fashioned way where I call.
Yeah. Find the number in the phone book. Call that number.
I'll send a fucking pigeon because
I'll send up a flare.
Remember when you had to call the movie theater and wait to hear the showing times?
The showing times?
Oh, Connor, you may
Oh, like you
not.
Generally, like you societally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You had the intranet.
I did. I never did that.
Did you ever call a movie rental store to see if they had your movie in stock?
Oh, 1,000%.
Oh.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, Connor. Connor, we're the same age and I had to do that.
Scary Movie 2? Like in my basement,
do you have
whispering.
Not another teen movie? Yeah.
Whispering into the
do
phone.
You have Scary Movie 2?
Yeah.
I'm 18.
Hello, fellow adult.
Yeah.
I definitely went to Blockbuster, but I don't think I ever called in advance. That's also not something that I would do. I would just roll up.
Yeah, you thousand percent would. Though, Blockbuster, you could pretty much bet they had your thing in stock, unless it like had just come out and everyone was going for that. But like the mom and pop movie rental places, those are the places you had to call because they probably only had one copy of Scary Movie 2. And
oh, fair. Yeah. I do miss Blockbuster as a business.
Yeah.
And just like video rental places in general. I think there's like one remaining.
Me too.
Sad. Right? Isn't there? There's. I think there is one Blockbuster alive.
It just closed down. It was in Oregon, and I went there a couple times when I lived in Oregon just for the memes. You know, the memes and the moms.
Did you wear this outfit?
It just.
Hey. Damn.
I just got kneecapped.
Connor's been getting roasted all morning, Bradford, for his granola fit.
Apparently, I look like I make hemp tea or something.
He pulls up in the sensible Subaru Forester.
Yep. Like a 2016.
Yeah. He's got the tent on top.
To be fair, he's not going camping,
but he's got the tent.
Hemp tea.
That's in my defense. You joke about Subaru Foresters. 87% of all cars driven in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington are Subarus.
Yeah.
Impreza.
Outback.
Yeah, babes. Yeah. We know.
Yeah. It's true. On the topic of Blockbuster and obsolete technology, obsolete businesses, do you feel like there's anything in golf that has, because of technology, been like phased out and that you miss? Like calling for tee times is like an example of that, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Having to make a tee time on a fucking app. How do I do that?
Oh, on an app? Yeah, like Golf Now.
That's so terrible. Like a Golf Now, or like even Seawayne has an app. And when I have to like tell one of my members like, hey, you need to book a time with me through the app.
It's tough. That sucks. But that's because it's private, right? Like Marine Park wouldn't have an app.
Yeah, because it's... I actually don't know. I don't know.
That sounds
That's a good example.
Because...
Yeah, I'm not downloading anything.
Yeah, and don't know how Seawayne's app functions, but my sense is that... Well, that's great. Yeah, because my sense is that like private entities with an app, like you can bet the house it's going to crash. That's a good question, though. Like equipment-wise, maybe like... And I deserve the smoke for what I'm about to say. I deserve it.
Prepare.
The chipper. I had one.
Oh.
I used it.
You actually had one?
I had one and I used it. Oh. Liz, just let me live, okay?
One of 14 was a chipper?
The chipper.
What was the bounce on the chipper? This like 75?
Right, right. 70 degrees, 86 degrees. It was flat.
Okay, describe the chipper.
Okay.
What did it look like?
The chipper looks like, Connor, what's the proper terminology for like the putter that you use, your Odyssey putter?
A mallet?
Yeah, but yours is like a baby mallet.
Oh, it's little.
It's like a tween mallet.
Yeah. Little. Okay, the twallet.
It's a twinkie little mallet.
Yeah, exactly.
A twinkie mallet.
Okay, so it's like a twinkie mallet. that was shaved at like 13 degrees.
Oh goodness.
So, and it had hella teeth on it. And the idea is, and this would make your chip or putt question obsolete, actually, because anytime you're in that scenario, that is what the chipper is for. And as someone without the confidence to chip off the fringe, you take out the chipper, hit a little boop, just give it a little love tap.
So I have a question.
Shoot.
What's the difference then between a chipper and like a 3-wood?
Absolutely nothing.
Length?
Shaft length. You could just belly a 3-wood.
I didn't know that.
Connor, that's not the point. Connor, that's
not
the point.
Yeah, it's less fun.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to destroy your nostalgia of the tripper. That's
God.
Sorry.
Just because this club existed and then listen, we can't have a world where the chipper exists and Connor exists because that takes away the chipper.
Exactly.
Destroys the world that you created.
Yeah. That's my answer though.
I would say that the smash bag is also obsolete as well.
Oh.
Is that the thing where you impact on like the heavy bag?
Oh God. Yeah. It's a bag of towels and you whack the shit out of it.
I break my wrist every time.
I don't understand. What was that? What is that for?
It's for so many things. I use it
as an instructor, Liz, as one of our top teachers.
I mean, America's
top teacher.
America's Golf Instructor.
Do you model. Will you ever weave the smash bag into your curriculum?
Thrice per week.
No
I
way.
Use the smash bag. I love the good? Smash bag. Oh yeah. A lot of times I use it for like just the bare bones of people understanding that they need to move their body like a lot faster just to hit a ball. Like you got to go. You can't swing at 40 miles an hour, babes. Mm. I use it a lot to understand like centrifugal force, dare I say. Mm. So like I'll make a student hold it and just understand like ground force and rotating and things like that. It also enforces that like heavy arm feeling that golfers need to have. Mm. Like your arms aren't, you know, tension free, if you will. I use it for like if people are hitting it way off the heel, I use it and I put it like on the outside of the ball.
Like the Tommy
I use it a lot
drill.
Of ways. Honestly, she's multifaceted. The smash bag.
Like it.
That was my nickname in high school.
Sorry. Ayo.
Sorry.
Okay, your challenge for the rest of season 5 is to weave that joke into every episode.
On it. I do it in my day to day.
Yeah.
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 Can do.
All right, bet. Should we make secret challenges for each other for every podcast?
100%.
Yeah, missions.
I do. You know what? I do. As cringy as some of them are, I do love it in sports press conferences where they have done that.
It's my favorite.
I love it. It's a
good
bit. Dude,
the side quest of life. Yeah, we should have side quests.
Yes, I love a good side quest.
Let's do it. Mortal Kombat side quests.
My favorite little retort.
Get over here.
I love a good get over here. I really do.
Get over here.
My favorite little ism like that is if somebody like asks me a question that I find like a little like whoa, you like to like that's a little personal. I'll flip it back on them and say like, what is your mom XYZ? Like, you know, like
oh, like when someone is like
right, like oh, like. Where are you from? Where's
when
your
somebody
mom
is
from?
Like,
where's your mom from?
Yeah.
When somebody is like, so what do you look for in a ideal relationship?
What does your
like,
mom look for in an ideal?
What does your mother
yes,
look for?
Yes, that. Exactly that.
Not your
That's
dad.
So good.
I just, nice. I, speaking of TikTok, actually, I just saw a TikTok where somebody said, I know you're trying to put 2 and 2 together. You should be trying to put 5 and 5 together so you can tend to your business.
Yes. Hey. I know that's right. That's how you clear a bitch.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Mind the business that pays you.
Yeah.
I need an air tag on everything
yourself
that I own.
Oh God, what did you God. What's not here with us?
Oh.
Sunglasses.
Oh well, that's a given.
Bluetooth speaker.
Attack of sunglasses.
Don't know you lost
God.
That.
I got travel size for our hair girlies in the audience. Olaplex, which is not a cheap hair product. Mm-mm. I left them in my hotel room.
Oh baby.
And the worst of them all. I've talked about this. I think in earlier seasons. I sleep with stuffed animals.
Oh, no.
I left my OG day one in London.
Oh, no.
I'm going through it.
What happened? That's how really did this sad. Happen?
Damn,
you just left it. Wait, you just happen? Left it in the hotel room?
I just left it in like in the bed.
What did it have a name?
Key lime.
Oh, key not lime. The key lime.
I left key lime.
You left
I
her.
Love key lime.
Yeah.
You left her.
Did you call the hotel?
I did. So
like burned,
I was in Portugal.
Yeah. Key lime has been destroyed.
Oh, key lime?
Biohazard.
She's fucking dead.
Oh, what, this?
Yeah.
Just, so, are you talking about this?
Ripping the stuffing this? Out.
Yeah. Give us $2,000 if you want to see key lime again.
Yeah. Oh shit. I was in Portugal with the North America team and the European team. So some of them were based in London. So I called the hotel to say, hey, lost item, like, please find it. So
give me key lime.
There's a chance. There is a chance that I get it back.
Okay.
But for now, your boy is hurt.
They're going to write songs about this.
About how Bradford needs an air tag on everything he owns.
You need to be an air tag. We need to reprogram you.
What is my damage?
You need a chip.
What is my damage? Mm. Why am I like this?
You know what? Actually, you know, we've been talking about like dream partners for group golf therapy moving forward. And I feel like air tag or like low jack.
Yeah.
Is low right jack. Up your alley.
Yes.
Like, we need to put chips in everything that you own. We need
mark, or you, mark of the sure. beast.
Or we, or Bradford, you just need an assistant.
Yeah.
It's like when you, like, we need to put you on a baby leash.
Yes. One of them little
leashes. We need the book bag leash.
Yo, I can't with those leashes. I can't sit around and watch kids be yanked around grocery stores and Chuck E. Cheese's. I just
Connor,
can't.
Have you ever done it before, though? Have you ever yanked on a leash on a
Have I ever
kid?
Been leashed? No, fuck no. I had a normal parent. No, I've never. Oh.
No, like, you're pulling the leash. You're like, get fuck over here.
How do I?
Because that is
diplomacy.
That is the ultimate power.
Remember,
that is the
you
ultimate.
Edit the podcast.
I edit the podcast. I have never held a child on a leash.
Yes.
Bazinga. Listen.
Yo, this is like a year or two ago. Was getting a ride from a friend. Friend I hadn't seen in a long time. Non-binary. Super expressive, like one of the most creative human beings I know. Get in their car to give me a ride home and found a leash.
Hell yeah.
Well, in their honey, passenger that's seat. A horny leash. That's not a baby leash. That's a I horny said, leash.
That's a horny leash.
I said, oh, did you get a dog?
Oh.
And they were like,
I am the dog.
I am dog. Yeah.
You're gonna be my dog tonight.
I'm the dog.
I was
like, funny thing about this free ride.
Right, right.
They said woof woof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog. I immediately wanted to delete those words. Like just suck it back in. Just
oh, did you get a dog?
I was like, oh, did you get a dog? Like, I was genuinely so happy. Did you get a dog? Get
Bradford a dog? Sees Bradford sees a butt plug in the back seat, and he's like, you did get a dog. Oh, great.
Look at that chew toy.
Yes.
Look at that little toy. That's great. What a cute little toy. Not to drastically shift gears, but I have my golf math.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, yep.
Okay.
Here we go.
We set it up. So
yeah,
this is a big TikTok episode. We're talking a lot
this
about TikTok.
TikTok.
As much as we don't understand TikTok, we're talking about TikTok. So
unknown.
Girl math, boy math has taken TikTok by storm. People sending examples of math that boys do to make sense of the world that makes no actual fucking sense. Golf math. What do you got, Liz? What is like golf math to you?
So I have two examples. My first example is when I'm on the 12th to 13th hole, I have two more holes left.
Oh.
And when I get to when I get to 16, my round is over.
Mm.
You
okay.
know what I'm saying? That's
okay.
That's mentally, I'm done.
Oh, it's a mental thing. And are you?
It's a mental thing.
Is that you giving up, or is that you being like lamenting that the round is over?
No, it's like me. I've sealed my fate.
Got it.
Okay. Damn.
Like whatever has happened, sucks. Holes 1 through 13. I'm like, this is who I am now, good or bad.
Yeah, like
good
that,
or bad.
That's where it happens. Holes 1 through 13.
My round is over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My round is over.
That's kind of a bummer.
What if I'm 3 under par?
Oh. Hmm.
Girl math.
I guess girl math.
Girl math.
That's like golf
math.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Golf math. And then
what else you
my
got?
I literally just forgot it. I'm slightly hungover. I've been hungover for like 4 straight days, and I literally it's gone. I feel like a dust cloud in the wind. I've gotten 3 to 4 hours of sleep every night. I'm usually like at 10 to 6, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. is like my favorite sleeping window. Yeah. I've been like 2 to 6 right now.
All right. Well, I got a couple.
Go.
So if I prepay for my tee time online, like a few days before the round,
it was free.
When I show up to the golf course, that's free golf.
Absolutely.
I'm like, the money is gone. Yeah. I'm getting a free round of golf today.
I love that.
That's golf math. Mm-hmm. Another one I have is, if I'm playing a round of golf and I lose 3 golf balls, but I also throughout the round find 3 golf balls, I'm calling that even for the day, even though the balls that I lost were Pro Vs.
Yes.
And the balls that I found were like noodles and Dunlops that I had to like excavate out of the mud. Yes. And they're like, they'd been there for months. Like that, it's not an even swap. But in my mind, I'm like, that's an even day.
Yes.
I disagree.
This is
you lost $15.
Okay. This is boy golf math.
I guess that's true. I can't have an opinion about this. Okay.
And the last one I have is like, I will pay $90 for a tee time and then refuse to buy an $8 sandwich.
Yeah. You're like, I got something at home.
Too rich for my blood.
Okay.
I will pay like $130 for a tee time and then balk at like a $6 beer.
Okay. I have something similar. Oh, all right. My first golf math, well documented. If I am about to tee off on a par 3, in my mind, I've already made a 1. Like I'm only adding 1 stroke to my score in my mind. It's already been written. My second.
You're like 147 yards, 2-inch putt, same thing.
Yes. It's right there.
Same shot.
It's right fucking there. This is going
I'm going
the
home.
Yes.
How many hole-in-ones have you had, Bradford?
Just 1. Golf math.
Well, but golf up math. Here?
Yeah. It up here?
30,000.
Yeah, 2,000. Yeah.
So many. So many. I don't care if the ball's on the planet. It's...
Well, it's just going through the motions at that point. Come on.
The ball's just working on her testimony.
Thank you for being
exactly. You get me. Okay, my other one, similar to Connor's, if someone treats me to a round at a nice course, and I'm not talking private because like I don't fucking know how private club you pay a minimum monthly. I don't fucking know.
How does that work?
Don't know. There's an interesting golf math in there to be done.
That's golf math.
Problem for another day. If I'm invited to a round, someone offers to pay for my tee time, I will offer to buy snacks or food.
Snacks or lunch.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost never evens out. But in my mind, it does. Like, oh, you got like, the tea time. Oh, like, oh, yeah, I'll feed you.
It's like, you did me one, I did you one.
Yes.
It's one to one.
Okay. Well, okay. Oh, yeah.
$90 round, $9
$12
beer.
Gatorade and hot dog.
Yeah. We're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
And then you get the Venmo charge for like $80.
And I ignore it.
And it's like, excuse me? Well, I thought we were good.
Yeah. Well,
Didn't you like the hot dog?
Yeah. I want this... I have a comment, but it needs to be redacted from the actual
that
final.
Word is so fucking fun. Making me work so hard.
God.
Yeah, but it's funny. Fuck.
All right, go.
Fine.
I don't have to say it.
No, say it.
Say it.
So,
which I think is fucked up.
That's so
just
fucked
don't
up.
Invite That's me, dog.
If you get an invite, I'm assuming that it's free. Unless you tell me.
That's golf math. Honestly, okay.
Right.
And
unless you're taking me to your club like once a week,
yeah,
you're paying.
Yeah. No, that's my that's the golf math. If someone
that is
and especially
golf math.
if it's someone in sort of a position of power too.
Yes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If a homie is inviting you to play around, I'm assuming I'm gonna pay because we're going to play. Like if I'm like, hey guys, you wanna go play at this course tomorrow? We're all paying for ourselves.
1,000%.
But if a brand or someone in a higher status is like, hey, you want to come to my club? Why would I be paying for that?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I also feel like the conversation should be had up front more. I always feel so fucking awkward when somebody's like, yo, come to my club. Like, we'll go play. And I'm like, awesome. And then you get there And then there's just like that moment of awkwardness, like either at the beginning of the round or the end of the round, where it's like, do I offer to pay? Yeah. You haven't said if you're paying. So it's just like you kind of dance around. Like,
do I owe something?
It's like after a one night stand where you're like,
what are you expecting from me?
All right, so what you about to do? Like, because you're not staying over. So like, all right, what you about to do?
Or?
Yeah.
Listen, I think you guys have it all wrong. When you walk into a private club, you have to assimilate, or else they're going to suck your insides out of your neck. You know what I'm saying?
You have to walk in there.
Sounds delightful.
Like you are a member. You have to walk in there like you own the spot. Yeah. If somebody, I never in my fucking life, if somebody is like, let me get this, I'm never going to be like, are you sure? No.
Anytime I walk in a private club,
I can't do that. I don't have the chutzpah.
I get yelled at for something. Hey, you can't be on your phone. Hey, take off your hat. Hey, tuck in your shirt. Every time I'm doing something
every
wrong.
Time.
Whenever
stop touching up the mannequins.
Stop breathing.
Stop breathing the white man's
hair.
Sir,
the breathing section is over there in the restroom.
This is the
white
man.
Sir, you can't smoke inside anymore.
In yeah. I thought weed was fine. I just said no cigarette.
Sir, vaping included.
No vaping. So you're vaping with your hat on the phone. Please
shirt untucked.
Yeah, shirt's untucked.
Stop wringing your towel out in the pro shop.
With your metal spikes on.
What's it called when you smack somebody with a towel where you twist it and then you...
Rat tail.
Ooh.
Sir, there's no rat tails in here.
No rat tails.
I didn't know it had a name either.
No rat tails in the locker room.
No rat tails. I'm trying to think of other golf maths, but like... I think that there are so many nuances in golf maths that like
100%.
I got my golf
math. Never-ending segment.
It's a never-ending cycle.
My golf math is that the beverages that you consume on the golf course, they just don't count. They're not real.
It's not real.
Yeah. So it's like you can have three drinks or 13, and I'm like, I don't know.
It's like, an airport bar.
Yes.
Like time doesn't exist.
Time and space continuum. Yeah.
Sobriety doesn't exist. Yes. No. Like it's unlimited.
So yeah. Drew just admitted that he drives home hammered coming from the golf course. Drew really said, I support drunk driving.
Yeah.
I support this message.
Support.
And
okay.
I'm canceled.
And
redacted.
golf math. And this is back to my college days where I was just like hitting anything, like not giving a fuck. If I'm 140 out, this is so stupid. This is so fucking stupid.
You're hitting a pitching wedge.
Although, yes, sometimes.
Oh my God.
140 out, I'm hitting a 3/4 4 iron. 150 out.
What?
I'm hitting a 3/4 5 iron. 160 out. Wait. I'm hitting a 6 iron. 170 out. I'm hitting a 7 iron.
Babes, that's just a loser.
What?
You do like backwards stuff.
Did you?
That's not golf maths, babes. That's just.
I don't think you understand how golf works.
This is how golf works. Oh my God.
Can't even
call that
math.
I'm getting fevers. This is the conversation that I have with my fucking students where they're like, I don't know how far I hit any golf club. And I'm like, that's the whole point of golf.
I didn't know how far I hit any golf club. So
that's
in
actually,
my mind,
I actually take that back. That's like advanced math.
Four iron, five iron, 160, six iron. Like,
oh, so because the number has a four in it?
So what do you do from 240? What do you do from 220 yards?
Driver off
you're hitting.
wait, didn't you realize that once you started missing everything and we're never close, that was a situation that you needed to remedy?
I realized it quickly. I realized it very quickly.
I was going to say, when you're like 140 out with the 4-iron and you nuke it over there like 220.
Oh, it happened. But
and you're like, wait a second, that went double the distance.
It was instant feedback.
I feel like this is a conversation that also was had when the world decided to go with Edison instead of
Tesla
electricity.
Mm.
Yeah. Like this is the exact conversation. So we went with Edison and look at where we are now.
Backwards.
Awful.
Backwards. I want to see that, what you just described, Bradford, like plotted on a graph. It probably looks like a parabola or something.
Yeah.
It's like 4-iron. It just like curves down.
It's going to look like a swirl.
Oh
God. It's going to look like when they show like all the spots where someone shot a basketball in a game.
Yes.
Yeah. Heat map. Yeah.
I still have to catch myself
an art
when I'm between like 150 and 170, I still have to catch myself because I'll grab a 5-iron from like, whoa, stop.
You'll hit a 7-iron from 170 yeah, yards.
Literally. Don't That's and let wild, don't let dude. It be downhill. Don't let it be downhill.
That's wild.
He'll hit a fucking downhill. He'll hit a fucking 7-wood.
I mean, the advancement of technology has really helped golfers though today. Because like we didn't have TrackMan or like I had no idea how far you hit your clubs. You just kind of figured it out from playing golf. Like I didn't that even have a rangefinder yeah. when I was a kid, so I had to like walk off from the 150 or the 200.
Oh, and
you're
fuck.
Just like taking paces. You're like, all right, I'm 15 paces back from 150, so I guess I'm maybe 165, and you don't know if the pin's in the front or the back.
Did you
so.
Grow up?
I missed
it's
that
like
show.
A cheat code. It's a cheat code.
Oh, it's so good.
Kids have it too easy today.
I miss that. I love a good pace off.
Yeah.
And what a grind the pace is. Yeah. Like when you're pacing, you're like, I'm on fucking tour. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I remember just when they announced that chip shot. The tour players were going to be able to use rangefinders. I was bullshit. Mm-hmm. I was like, uh-uh. They should yeah, be doing trigonometry out there.
Make them work.
Yeah.
That's right.
Give them the
math.
Right.
That's actual golf math.
Golf math. Yes. There it is.
I was thinking this isn't the example that ran out of my hungover brain, but another example of math, golf math, is when you like forgot your glove or like you forgot a rain suit or something and you have to desperation buy something from the golf shop. It's free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel it's like $0. It's extra money.
No.
I feel like they jacked that shit up.
This happened to me. This happened to me when I had to go. I didn't have any so when I first landed in Scotland a couple of weeks ago, my clubs did not make the flight. They were stuck in London. Oh my god. Key lime is in my golf travel bag.
Oh,
was stuck in London.
There is a black hole in London.
That's true.
Something's in the air right
eating
now,
everything.
Something's in the air. And so I was like, oh, I need to get like toiletries. Like I didn't have shit. And I was like, it's free.
Yeah.
$0.
Doesn't count.
No. Doesn't count.
Lucky you.
It also, okay, to further this point, it also doesn't count because when you buy shit at the pro shop with mm-hmm. intention of using it immediately in that round, those items never make it back into your home. They get stuffed in the golf bag. So it's
gross.
Free. It doesn't count.
It becomes part of the bag.
Free.
It's free.
If a purchase never enters your home, it's free.
Exactly.
I like that.
Period.
Mm. When we were at Desert Willow and we didn't have our stuff because it was stolen.
Meaning it got stolen.
It got stolen. I bought like a large glove in the pro shop because we didn't have any. And
we got our Red Roosties swagger jacked.
Immediately after the round. I was like, I'm never going to wear this again.
Freak. Well, we're contractually obligated to rock a Red Roosty.
Right. But
speaking of which.
Yeah.
Liz, I know you have to run. I want to hit you mm-hmm. with our new season's meat and potatoes.
Yes.
We can skip the old ones, but let's focus on some new ones.
I got a couple more minutes. Hit me.
Okay. Favorite golf sound?
Oh my God. Oh. I do love like when you put the pin back into the cup, but it's like
when
there's
you just
no
clip
extra
it, right?
clang. Ooh. Yeah, it's like that definitive like snap.
That's
I
a great
love.
One.
Can I ask
love
a follow up question?
So much. Yeah.
So when you're going to do that, will you hover the flag until you
no.
know you can just? Or do you?
No, it's got to be.
Like,
it's
you just
fluid.
Pile drive that shit in there.
It's,
do you kind
of
like?
Oh, of course
wiggle
I do.
It in.
No,
no, you go.
No. It's walking, walking, walking. Smack, walk,
hell
walk,
yeah.
walk. No, don't break a stride.
That's
don't
a veteran
think about
move.
It. Don't.
Like you have had to have played a lot of fucking golf to get that down. I'm obsessed with that answer.
The touch, the feel, the touch.
I'm obsessed with that answer.
What the fuck is so funny over there, Granola? Hmm?
Damn.
I was just thinking about how funny a fucking little series would be about the ways that people put the pin in.
Yes.
Is this
the
just
wiggler?
Is this just code for sex? Is this just code for porn?
Yeah, it's not. It's not actually that funny.
It's not.
That's a. It's, that is a good
it's
one.
Not.
Thank you. What are y'all's?
Bonk.
Have we answered these before?
My.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Mine is very, very specific. In the Pacific Northwest, after it's rained, you're in like, it's like tall Doug firs. You're in like kind of an amphitheater kind of vibe, super packed in. So it's just rained. So it's a little damp. The air is super still. And then being right next to somebody as they flush the shit out of an iron and you hear the compression.
It echoes.
It echoes a little bit and it's just like, that is just
that's hot.
Oh, that's hot. Godly.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
That is nice.
Mm.
When you're in a gas cart going uphill, you have to park, hop out, finish the hole, get back in. It's the sound the gas cart makes when you step on the gas, the release, the and then when you're cart rolls back a little bit while you're full throttle. So it's like
it's trying so hard.
It is the little engine that could, but it's the unclipping of the brake into the cries for help from your gas cart.
You hear the That's gear really come off.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's mechanical.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, that transports me for sure.
That's good.
You know what time it is. My favorite golf sound, one of them is when you're hitting your shoes off after you get out of the bunker. When you're like, hitting the sand off.
Nice.
And then you hit your fucking sounds. Heel.
Yeah. Yeah, you're hitting your shoe and then you're hearing the sand come out as well.
Splash.
Yeah.
And then you hear the sound of your ankle breaking.
Yeah.
When is the last time y'all did
it? It's a dangerous sound. Recently.
Me too.
Recently. Oh,
like once
every
a round.
Time. Every round. Yeah. Every time.
Or you just take the toe of the club just to your ankle. That's even worse.
Yeah.
Like you miss the shoe.
Because that happened to me last week and I felt like such a dumbass. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I'm mad at
myself. Oh, smack your ankle?
Yeah.
I mean, all it takes is just like looking away
at your foot
for a split second and then your body loses where it is in space.
There's no pain like that.
There is no pain like it.
And it's like between contact of the ankle before the pain sets in,
you're like, this is gonna fucking suck.
Like, and it takes for fucking ever for it to start hurting. Like those 15 fucking seconds that go by
and then it doesn't stop.
And you're already going like, ooh, and then it just, that's too much.
And you just lay down on the ground and accept the fate.
I hate it so much.
Yeah, I mean, just wallow.
Yeah.
Boys, I have
to go.
You
gotta go teach a lesson.
I have to go.
Hey.
But if you need me, I'm gonna be, if we need to pick back up where this left off. I am kind of around this week. I have a bachelorette party.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
So there are going to be pockets in my days.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is just a continuation of a beautiful relationship betwixt the four of us.
Yes, it is.
The beautiful minds.
Kiss, 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 kiss. Oh my God. Wait, Connor, do you think that person actually thought that you, me, and Eliza were in a throuple at the Jungle Show?
Yeah,
for sure he did.
She wasn't very smart.
That was insane. So we're at the like little after party thing. And this woman is like, so like, how does everybody know each other? And Connor was like, love, and kind of like points to Eliza and then love points to me and like back at himself doing one of these. And the lady was like, oh,
yeah.
And she was like,
those.
No way. She was like, there's
she was
no
like,
way.
No.
And I was like, yeah, we're all.
Yeah. We just all love each other.
We all love each other.
We just love
and
each-
And she
and
was like,
woman
prove
was
it,
just,
kiss.
Yeah.
Bet.
Yeah.
I would have done it too.
Bet.
I don't need an invitation.
If it weren't for these meddling kids, I would have kissed you right on the mouth.
Yeah. And then you pull her mask off and it's Bradford. And
Pull her mask off.
We're just
Ruby in a, Ruby Doo.
We're just you're in the trench coat. Bradford's on top.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's that tall
woman?
She was
super tall.
Yeah. What's this, like 7'2".
She's like 8 feet tall.
This 10-foot woman telling me to kiss Connor. Who could it be?
Yeah, that's gonna be our surprise birthday trip when Bradford and I pop out of the cake.
I love it. Real surprise.
Well, I love you boys very much.
Love you so much.
Liz. Yeah, I love you.
Shane Caney, the doctor.
Bye. The good Dr. Shank.
I'll talk to you guys later.